vision. What will you see outside? The mountains, the lakes, people. They are all illusions created by the senses and the mind together.
Hello, this is James, and this is Dungeons and DMing. And today, we're going to talk about firbolgs, and I am your friendly local dungeon master. So, firbolgs, the character race from Volo's Guide to Monsters, is what we're going to talk about here today. So if you didn't pay a lot of attention in the previous editions of Dungeons and Dragons, firbolgs are not a heavily used creature. To describe them in general, they are going to be large, 6-7 feet tall, 250 to 300 pounds, furry, humanoid, kind of grayish, bluish skin creatures. They have a fey background. So, if you don't know a lot about firbolgs, they are in general, a communistic race. And what I mean by that is they live in like a commune of themselves. They are natural guardians of the forest or nature plot that they have chosen to become guardians of. They will protect it from others. They will make sure it thrives and protect what lives in that forest. The guardianship, the thriving of their piece of land, is very important to the firbolg. And they have an innate magical connection to nature gods, as well as through that fey connection, they have some fey magical abilities as well. So, just some information about firbolgs. First off, that connection to nature. They are essentially natural druids. The guardianship of nature. They learn spells to do with nature. They will cultivate food during summer and spring months, gather that food, and then winter months will spread it across to make sure all animals in their protected area survive. If people enter that area, they're going to watch them. They're going to see if they're nice, if they seem to be okay. They'll talk to them, they'll tell them to leave. If they seem to have a respect for nature, they'll let them stay. If they're evil, they might gather up the full firbolg tribe clan there and just wipe them out in one move there. They are deeply protective of their nature strongholds, their nature protectorates that they have there. This has a relationship to plants and animals, as they like to speak, guard, shepherd, you know, be aware. All natural things are important to them. So, playing a firbolg, when you're a player or you're a DM who's got a firbolg character, you gotta figure out why they're out, why they're leaving. It's a big important thing in Volo's Guide they mention is there's not a lot of reasons these people would leave because they're very protective of the area. They kick other people out, but they themselves don't leave except for, you gotta find a pretty good reason. So in Volo's Guide, it gives you some examples of if you were a player character, why your character left. Or if you're going to be inserting a firbolg into the campaign as a DM, you kind of want to know why they left as well. And it gives these examples of they committed a murder, they were cast out, or they damaged the home territory there and they were cast out. What they're part of, their clan, was destroyed by invading humans or invading humanoids, you know, whatever creature, or dragons or demons, you know, from another worldly side there. They're separated from their tribe. Maybe their tribe is moving. Maybe they're splitting off into two different tribes, and on the way of moving, they're finding a new protected area, a new area they're going to take guardianship over. They get lost or separated or something happens to them. Their homeland, where they guard, is destroyed by a natural disaster. You know, whether it's a volcano or a blizzard or, you know, changing climate, whatever. You know, they got kicked out because where their protectorate no longer exists for natural reasons. So they move. Maybe they get separated. Maybe they decide to go out and see what else is out there. They have a personal quest. So if they have access to communication from other worlds or other places, or they're receiving guidance from other more powerful creatures, or somebody reaches out to them, maybe that's why somebody has left. They have a curiosity or a connection somewhere else. Or they were dispatched by their tribal leaders, and that would have to be a pretty important reason. And that one I'd want to put a lot of thought into, because you'd have to make sure that they don't just want to come back to home, you know, right after they're done. So make sure if that's one you'd look at, you go there. So in my opinion, what I would go through there would be, what, especially if it was taken over by invaders, which I think is the best way to create a good character. So obviously the clan or something would have to happen. Who invaded them? Work with the DM, or the DM, you know, work with your player to find out, kind of make it part of the world is why they left. So were they invaded by a clan of cultists or literal actual demons that worship a certain demon or are part of a certain demon cult that needed that area for something? They needed that connection, or they needed something connected to nature to corrupt it. So they were tasked with that. Make sure those things are part of the world, so this Firbolg has something to kind of go after. If they did something against it, you know, if they ever visit that area, or see if that has an effect on the world. It had to be bad enough that they got kicked out, so it should make a connection and could prevent that area from accepting other people from coming in if they already had to kick somebody out. Or again, if it's the tribal leader one, that one's going to need to put a lot of thought into, because what's going to make sure once it's finished, they don't just instantly go back, because they're going to have a pretty strong reason to not go back to that home area. So that's what some things to think about when you're making a full book. The most important one when you're making a character backstory-wise is, why did they leave? What happened? Getting into Firbolg as a player character, so mechanically here, what they get in their basics is going to be a wisdom score increase by 2 and a strength score increase by 1 as their main attribute increases there. So that's, we're looking at druids, we're looking at rangers, potentially fighters, because wisdom's a great stat to have, or paladins as well. All of those things are not bad options there. Even, you know, you could even potentially throw a cleric in there, as long as it's probably more of a nature-y or divine cleric. These are going to be the most common classes I would see associated with those there. And the stats work well with them. Now, if you can find a reason to make a Firbolg another character, another class, there's some different ways you could do it. So just keep in mind about maybe that class is the reason why they left, didn't get along, or something goes like that. So if you want to play other classes, you can. Just make sure you kind of work it into your backstory there about why, because it certainly would be unusual things specifically for this race. Some other cool things they get is they have the innate magic within them, based on their nature connection there, to kind of detect magic, to go through and disguise themselves. Now that fits in with that innate fey connection that they have. What also goes along with it is they have the ability to turn invisible for basically one turn, which is pretty cool. I mean, that is incredibly useful. So it's a very cool character piece they have there. And that, again, fits in with that fey connection. So as a player or as a DM, if you want to build that up a little bit, like, hey, these guys have a connection to this, you know, this other world that mirrors off of the material one there, and play that up. Maybe they have an easier time meeting out or connecting with that plane, or, you know, maybe they want to explore it. Maybe they feel a call to it. You know, play that up a little bit. See how deep that fey connection is. And that's where you could fit like a warlock in here as well, because they have that fey connection. They're big. These guys are big. So that might be something in your player, and when you're a DM, you want to describe it. Like, these are big dudes. They're your friendly giants. So that's going to be your full Firbolgs. They are nature. They are fey. They are protective to a fault of their area. If you're going to play a Firbolg, Just make sure you know why you left, why you're staying away, and what happens next, basically. So, this is James, your friendly local game master here. This has been Dungeons and DMing. That's Dungeons, DungeonsAndDMing at gmail.com is the email address. So DungeonsAndDMing at gmail.com. If you have any questions, want to know something more, I'm going to be going through all the races here. The next one is going to be Goliath. So look forward to that one there. Another big race here. And we'll go from there. So keep playing the game. Thank you very much.